the integration came.
What about the police?
The police was nice, real nice, yeah. Because we had to walk to school. Uh-huh. And every morning that, you know, the closer you got to Roswell, the police would meet you. And if it was raining and snowing or something, he would even let as many of us could. And he finally went and found an old van somewhere he could get, because he was, you know, get shame letting 2-3 children ride and leave the others, you know. Yes, sir. He certainly did.
What about the incidents with the cross burnings? With the boys' club.
Well, now I remember hearing about it, but see, we.
Talking about right there, babe.
Oh.
We had the old boys' club and they burnt the cross.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, the boys' club here in.
Yeah, that's the one she's talking about. Yeah. Sure, that's the only one we have. It's the closest one we ever had.
Yeah.
This is right there where the center is now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right there, like right across the
street. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Only
that,
that
was right there.
That was a wooden building there then. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were there many incidents like that in Roswell? Did things like that happen?
That was the biggest one.
I was just thinking to say if it was, I didn't hear about it. But now, yes, that one was really burnt. Mm-hmm. But.
Now, did you see that? Because you mentioned to me earlier that you've lived here for a long time. So when that cross burning happened across the street, did you see it actually happening?
I didn't actually see
it. Yes,
you did. Did we?
Yes, you did.
But you were in this house and you looked outside.
Yeah, that's when I was a kid. Yeah, I was here then.
Whoa.
And yeah. Somebody was, it's coming to me. Somebody ran out here and said
that's exactly what it was. We all
thing was burning down.
Yep.
And we all
they
started
actually burnt the cross.
Running, and it was a big one, too.
It was a big cross right out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then about three days later, they burnt down the community. They burnt down the boys' club.
Yeah.
And they burnt it down, too?
They burned it down. Oh, I mean, obviously, we can, obviously,
you
can't,
you
can't say that,
it.
But obviously, that's what
but
it was.
It,
because the history of the KKK actually said that the purpose of them burning the cross was they're going to do something afterwards.
Yeah.
Less than a week later, the building burnt down.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought they were just burning crosses. I didn't
no,
say.
No. They actually stood out there, burnt their cross, and then got in their cars. And the reason why we were all standing on my father's front porch here was because they all drove through the neighborhood with their hoods and robes on.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And sometimes blowing the horn.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, they want you to see them, and some of them would be, And
but that was probably
they
the biggest incident
wanted you to
during
know
my
that.
Childhood that we had in Roswell.
Yeah.
Now, did you guys know, I'm sure you did, had an idea of actually who those people were in town that did it, that were involved in it? Did you guys?
There's always an assumption of who belongs, but
Did
we ever do anything about it?
No.
So the community didn't sort of know, come together and say we need to.
No.
Did those cross burnings intimidate the community, the black community, or was something that?
I don't think it really did. I think it brought us closer together because, we knew that one day we would have to stand up to this stuff, So my recollection was the men folks got together and got together on it. And I think they knew about it. But they were loaded and waiting on them.